We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
There's a later bit, right at the end, and I'm sort of doing this, when my lips are out of sync with the song. But I will give myself this credit. It was my idea to have that, a secretary lady, catch me.
I've been living a lie for 20 years.
Oh, tell me about it.
I do not like the movie Love Actually. And last night they did this whole big 20th reunion thing where they got the cast back together and talked about how magical the movie is. And the thing is when that movie came out, people loved it. They were all about it. I remember I had one friend in college who asked out another friend by holding up the poster board with the letters on it while music played, and they like kept dropping them. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I have another friend who even has the same lower back tattoo as the lady that jumps in the lake after they lose the book or the manuscript or whatever. Like, people love this movie. And I don't want to not fit in. Yeah. I want people to think I'm like on board with everything that they like or whatever, right?
Right.
Well, I am no longer chewing on this. I don't like this movie. I don't think it's good. I have sat through it so many times, and it's not aging well. If anything, it's getting worse over time. And I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, cancel this, cancel that. But the whole movie, Hugh Grant's character, they're talking about how he has a crush on a chubby woman. And they make the whole thing about her identity, her weight. She's like a size 2. That's not, what are you doing? That is not a realistic body standard that you're putting out there on women. Then on top of that, while I love Snape, rest in peace, his character is over there trying to cheat on his wife with some other lady. Like, everybody's unhappy. There's bad things that are happening. And I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know why everybody loves it.
I actually agree with you quite a bit on this. This was my ex-wife's favorite holiday movie, which I'd be perfectly okay if it got canceled and never got aired anytime again. But I had to watch it every year for the holidays. And I never got into it. Like, I just don't get it. It's got an incredible cast. It has all the makings for a great movie, but it's just not good.
Yeah. Yeah. If you take out the fabulousness that is Emma Thompson and Hugh Grant and
Liam Neeson, Alan Rickman,
all of those, like, these are fabulous actors, and you look at it for what it is, I'm always like, I'm good. And I can't tell you how many times when I was in college, people wanted to watch this movie, and I was like, can't we just put Elf in again? I mean, come on. So I think, hands down, it is the most overrated holiday film. What about you?
I'm going to go with It's a Wonderful Life. It has got to be the worst Christmas movie of all time. And for some reason, people just adore it.
Yeah, no, that one is a giant snooze fest. 100%. Can't even play on that. I like read something on BuzzFeed years ago where apparently the only reason that movie is so iconic with Christmas is that people disliked it so much in the beginning that it was really cheap to run it on television. And so they would just run it over and over again. And then it became that nostalgia memory thing where it's like, well, I watched It's a Wonderful Life last year. Gotta watch It's a Wonderful Life this year. And it became a habit. I say we break that habit today, Mike. We break free.
Let's go. I am with it.
And I am usually not this negative, but those movies are terrible. 503-914-2899. That's our new number.
I know that he learns a lesson, and this probably is an unpopular opinion, but I never really liked Home Alone. I know.
did you watch it as a child or just as an adult? Because as an adult, I can understand the anxiety.
I think it's just because I watched it as an adult, and I have three daughters, and one of them, like, she has run away on a ride at Disneyland before, so I don't think it's cute or funny.
When I watch it back as an adult, I look at Kevin and I'm like, wow, he is a bad kid.
No,
right?
But no, she's like, a bad mom and a bad dad. They left him.
A terrible family. But then my inner child gets to me and I'm just like, you know what? I relate to Kevin.
You booby trap your house and...
I mean, if people were trying to break in and rob me, yeah, I'd booby trap my house.
I'd probably just call the police and try to escape. I'd be like, these are just things.
What kid nowadays would just be like, I'm going to set up my house to keep them out of my place. Like, there's no way.
This is my house. I have to defend it.
Now you're like, I'm going to go ahead and call an Uber and get out of here.
Yeah, you're right. I'm way too lazy to set all that stuff up.
Yeah, like you would never. That mess to clean up, your insurance claim would probably be weird. You don't want to deal with that.
Well, and then him racking up all those fees on his parents' credit card, like, oh my gosh, that is just like nerve-wracking for me, especially with like nowadays how kids have iPads where they can just use their parents' Apple account.
Yeah, terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
I'm bad enough with my own credit cards. I don't need a kid's help to do that, so.
You know what, though? If my son Theo used it to try to get him out of a situation of two burglars breaking into the house, you have at it, kiddo. You call all the Ubers that you want. 503-914-2899.
Not really about my least favorite, but my son says his least favorite is the Santa Claus.
Oh, with Tim Allen?
Yes. Yeah, I think that it is a little bit more boring.
You know, it amazes me, though, that that would be the one that would bore him more so than Polar Express. That's a slow-moving movie.
He used to be terrified of Polar Express when they did the, like, the toy car with the creepy doll or whatever.
I'll tell you what, I'm in my 30s and I'm still terrified of Polar Express.
I never looked at Tom Hanks the same again after it.
I'm not that terrified of it anymore, but... I'm still a little bit here.
I've had nightmares about the hot cocoa scene.
Honestly, anything that can deter me from sugar and bad choices, though, is probably a good thing for me.
Fair point.
What's your least favorite holiday movie? I can't stand Love Actually, and I pretended for years to enjoy it. Last night they did this big, like, 20th anniversary special about it, and I swear everybody loves that movie but me. It drives me crazy. There are no redeeming people in it.
I don't even think it deserves a 20th anniversary special. How did we even get here?
Because everybody else loves it. We put it up on Facebook, 105 won the buzz, and Sandy said she can't stand all the kids screaming in A Christmas Story.
I could see that if the first time you watched A Christmas Story was as an adult, but watching it as a kid, it just made you want to scream and do all the fun things.
Maybe that's what it is. If you have children, it just kind of makes them start screaming as well.
Yeah.
And I have to agree with Georgie. She said Disney's A Christmas Carol, the 2009 version, it's scary. That's the one with Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah. No, that was scary. How is that even considered a holiday movie?
I don't need to see him in a nightgown. 503-914-2899.
The live action Grinch is awful.
That live action Grinch, man. Jim Carrey, I know that they said he had to go through like torture training to be able to wear all the makeup, but I feel like we were also getting tortured in the audience. It's scary.
It was just so bad. It's scary. The Whos are scary. Not a good movie.
I think it's a heartwarming story.
I'm okay with the cartoon. He looks kind of fuzzy, furry, and fun in that. The Whoville, Whoians or whatever, they're all happy and singing, and they discover that they don't need gifts for Christmas. But for some reason, when Jim Carrey comes out with those long, skinny, furry fingers, I am out. I am done. I will not sit through it.
It's scary. It's not a Halloween movie.
I could see where it would be terrifying for a child. That movie came out, I was like a teenager, and, you know, it didn't bother me. I've always liked terrible horror movies my entire life, so I just kind of put it in that compartment and, you know, celebrate the holidays that way.
I was in sixth grade, so maybe not completely a child,
yeah,
but young enough that I was haunted. I was haunted by that furry green man for at least a solid 2 weeks. Like, made my mom leave. Now, obviously, I still took my popcorn with, because I'm a lady with a hearty appetite.
Yeah.
But I had to leave the theater when it came out. I was not going to sit through it.
I can't believe you actually walked out of The Grinch.
That's the only movie I think I've ever left before it was over. Because I'm also a lady on a budget, even all the way back to sixth grade.
Unless it was one of those discount Tuesdays, you got to sit through it.
Stop and think about that, though. If the Grinch came up behind you, the live action Jim Carrey one, and just put those long furry fingers on your shoulder, you'd cry.
Oh, yeah. No, he's getting karate chopped.
503-914-2899.
Finding it worst is maybe they make the super depressing ones, like it's supposed to be the gift of the Magi, but all these bad things happen to them before they give each other gifts they can't use for like months away.
Or like just the sad ones in general, like It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm. I understand that it's won lots of awards. They show it every year, but it's just too sad for me. I get that the end is happy, kind of. But still, like, why you gotta make me sad to make me happy? Just make me happy.
I do not like that movie.
George was the unluckiest for a long time.
Yeah.
I usually just watch it up until they do the dance and fall in the pool.
Yeah. And then you're like, I'm out.
I'm done. That was a really good movie.
The worst thing, though, is it still doesn't even end happy. They're still gonna have to solve the money. It's missing. Yeah, the neighbors stepped up and they're gonna, like, get things going through the holidays, but there's still a major issue.
The only good thing about It's a Wonderful Life is when the new holiday movies have it on TV in the background. That's it.
I never thought of that.
It's literally in almost every single new age holiday movie.
That's so true. What is the worst holiday movie? 503-914-2899.
It's horrible. My mom always had Hallmark on. So, like, I know I have a whole line there, but they're all the same storyline, so it's just Hallmark is the worst.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not a bad way to go out. We all know what Hallmark is. They don't steer away from what they know. They just give us what we want every single time.
Exactly. Businesswoman gets stuck at mom's house, finds the love of her life of an old friend.
With the predictability, though, you really can multitask. You can make a TikTok video, scroll your social media, do the dishes, and the next thing you know, you're at the end of the movie, but you didn't miss anything.
My mom has probably knit 150 hats watching Hallmark.
I always have a special place in my heart for Hallmark movies because a lot of my friends have been extras in them.
Uh-huh.
An example is all of the Christmas at Graceland's. My very good friend Alexis is the body double for Kelly Pickler. So whenever you don't see Kelly's face, it's actually my friend Alexis's back.
Like,
that's what I'm
really
looking for. I'm like, turn around, Kelly, turn around. Oh!
They need a body double just for her back?
Yeah, because they film in the summer and they put them in the parkas.
Uh-huh.
And where they were located, it was like 105 degrees. So she didn't want to stand out there in those coats and gloves more than she needed to.
Yeah, God forbid Kelly Pickler had to do any of that.
Also in the Hallmark movie with Adrian Grenier, my friend Kieran plays his dead wife. Just in photographs, she's just in the background of scenes.
What?
I know. I can't even tell you how many times I auditioned and never got a call back. Apparently, I'm not sample size for the clothing. Whatever. What's the worst holiday movie? I can't stand Love Actually. They're doing this big 20th anniversary special for it, and I've been pretending to like it for years, and I think it's just garbage. We put it up on Facebook, 105 won the buzz, and Jessica said Elf.
Ooh. No, I don't even like Will Ferrell, and I still love Elf.
It's like one of the best movies of all time. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
No argument here.
Liz and Mike in the morning, 105 won the buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.